of the Buddha on how to teach the Dhamma without creating conflict is overlooked. On this point, the simile of the snake, Majjhima Nikaya 22, is quite relevant. In this sutta, wrongly grasping the Dhamma is compared to catching a poisonous snake by its tail. A snake will bite and cause death or sickness if held incorrectly. But if the snake is caught correctly, the venom can be extracted from medicine and the snake released without harm. Like this, we must grasp the meaning of Dhamma correctly and not cling to it. Mishandling or clinging to the Dhamma can poison the mind, just as a venomous snake can poison the body, and poisoning the mind is much more dangerous. If we properly grasp the meaning of Dhamma, we can experience what is called the miracle of education. Because ignorance is so strong and deep, the Buddha at first wondered whether he would be able to help people understand Dhamma in order to free them from suffering. However, he began to teach, and using his wisdom, he turned vicious persons into saints, wicked persons into holy ones, and murderers into peacemakers. This potential for transformation is the miraculous power of education. In order to experience the miracle of education for ourselves, we must look within. The truth within us that we can experience all the time is called the Dhamma. It is this Dhamma that invites us, saying, "If you want to be free from trouble, look at me. Take care of me." The Dhamma within us talks to us constantly, even if we are not listening. Buddhas need not come to this world for the Dhamma to exist. The Buddhas realize it and comprehend it, and having realized it, they teach it and make it known. But whether it is expounded or not, the Dhamma is there within us to be seen and heard, if we will only wipe the dust from our eyes and look at it. We come and see the experience of peace the moment greed is abandoned. We come and see the experience of peace the moment hatred is abandoned. We must build up this habit to come and see what is really happening within us without pointing our finger at others. We do not preserve and promote the Buddhist tradition for its sake alone. Rather, we preserve the teachings of the Buddha handed down from generation to generation because they relieve suffering and promote happiness. When we investigate Buddhism's major traditions, as the present book does, we can see that they have contributed to the world a rich tapestry of cultural, social, and spiritual knowledge. That knowledge offers deep insights into psychology, philosophy, and mental health. The broad recognition of this has fed today's global awakening to the importance of meditation. One needn't be Buddhist to enjoy the benefits that come from the practice of meditation. Buddhism in all its forms draws the world's attention for its peaceful existence with other religions. Following this central message of the Buddha, every one of us should be a messenger of peace. This is our common bond. It is my wish that the present volume may help Buddhists everywhere release their clinging to views and engage in honest dialogue with mutual respect, and that it may help all beings to experience the truth of the Dhamma that lies within. When our enthusiasm for the Dhamma is guided by love, compassion, joy, and equanimity, we honor the Buddha's central mission of peace. Bhante Henepola Gunaratana, Founding Abbot, The Bhavana Society, Highview, West Virginia. Prologue. Due to the great kindness of the Buddha, who taught the Dhamma and established the Sangha, the teachings showing the path to liberation have been clearly set forth for sentient beings to follow. As the Buddha's doctrine spread throughout the Indian subcontinent and then into other countries, different Buddhist traditions emerged. In ancient times, and even into the modern era, transportation and communication among people from these various traditions were limited. While some may have heard about other traditions, there was no opportunity to check the accuracy of that information. Thus, misconceptions arose and passed from one generation to the next. Due to improvements in transportation and communication, in the 21st century, we followers of the Buddha